Welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News, where we bring you the latest updates from the heart of the UK's aerospace industry.
I'm Daniel, and joining me today is Emma.
Hi, Daniel.
Emma, I see you're excited about the latest news from Velocity Composites.
Yes, I am. Velocity Composites has just announced its entry into the US market with a significant agreement with GKN Aerospace.
That sounds like a big deal. What's the value of the agreement?
It's expected to be worth over $100 million over 5 years.
Wow, that is so cool. And how are they supporting this expansion?
They're developing their first site outside the UK, a 40,000 sqft advanced manufacturing facility in Alabama, near the GKN site.
Right, so this new facility will be building and supplying composite material kits for GKN's aero structures.
Exactly. It's been upgraded to the required clean room standard and includes Velocity's proprietary digital technology and latest manufacturing systems.
What's the timeline for this project?
Work on the facility is at an advanced stage. Site approvals and first article tests are expected by the end of February 2023.
And when does production start?
Volume production is set to begin in Q1 2023, with all programs transferred to Velocity by Q3 2023.
That's a pretty ambitious schedule. How many people will they be employing locally?
Velocity plans to train and employ up to 30 local staff, supported initially by existing staff from the UK.
So the collaboration with GKN uses Velocity's VRP technology to support sustainability objectives.
Yes, it's part of the aerospace industry's push to achieve significant environmental improvements in this decade.
Andy Beeden, the chairman of Velocity, mentioned this is a major milestone.
He talked about it being part of a long-term positive trend, especially as production rates return to pre-pandemic levels.
What does he see as the future for carbon fiber in aircraft structures?
He expects a step change in the use of carbon fiber to improve fuel efficiency and deliver greater sustainability.
That makes sense. And how does this agreement build on existing relationships?
Velocity has a long-standing relationship with GKN since 2015, including contracts at 3 UK sites. This is the first time they've worked with GKN outside the UK.
I wonder what the government has to say about this.
Minister for Investment, Lord Johnson, highlighted it as another demonstration of the flourishing composite industry in the Northern Powerhouse.
And he mentioned the importance of British expertise in global commerce and security.
Exactly. He also emphasised the UK-US trading relationship and encouraging companies to seize opportunities across the pond.
This is definitely a significant development for Velocity Composites and the aerospace industry as a whole.
Absolutely. It shows the strength of the Northwest's aerospace cluster and its ability to drive innovation and economic growth.
Thanks for the update, Emma.
You're welcome, Daniel. That's all for today's episode of the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.
Don't forget to follow us for the latest updates from the aerospace industry.
Until next time, keep soaring with the Northwest Aerospace Alliance.
This has been Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.